You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Welcome back into Hy-Vee Arena. We're getting set for Maryville High School boys basketball as they get set to take on Grain Valley this evening. Maryville 6-1 on the season. They have picked up a couple MEC wins as well. Meanwhile, Grain Valley 5-1 and 0-1 in the Suburban White Division as far as conference play goes. Their only loss coming in that conference game against Belton 77-64 at home. We just wrapped up Maryville girls basketball. They fell to Grain Valley. That was a 66-43 decision. It's a Class 4 versus Class 6 matchup. The Maryville girls did a nice job of stifling one of the best players in the state when it comes to girls basketball. That's Grace Slaughter. She averages 31 per game. She put up only 13. So the Maryville girls did a nice job defensively. They slowed her down. Now the Maryville boys are going to try to find a way to do the exact same thing, knock off Grain Valley this evening. This is a team that is led by Rylan Alcantor. He averaged 15 points per game. Eli Herbert's a freshman, putting up 15.5 points per game. Owen Herbert with 8 points per contest. Those are the key players for Grain Valley. On the Maryville side, Caden Steckline, Derek Quinlan, Drew Burns, Delton Davis, Keaton Stone, Peyton McCollum. Those six right there have been fantastic for the Maryville, helping the Spoofhounds get out to this 6-1 record and this current four-game winning streak as Maryville's really played well, averaging 67.3 points per game. Mentioned they started off conference play with a couple wins over Bishop LeBlanc and Benton. That win over Benton, that's a very athletic Benton squad that came in and had beaten Maryville 8 consecutive meetings. The Spoofhounds came out, did plenty to get that win. Caden Steckline had 20 points. Derek Quinlan had 15. Peyton McCollum had 8 of his 10 coming in the first half. McCollum got into foul trouble and missed about 9 minutes of action from late third quarter to late fourth quarter, but Maryville still able to put that one away and win it by double digits. So the confidence has to feel high for Maryville, who has athletes all over the floor. They've got great guard play. They've got shooting. And if they could come out and knock down some shots tonight, well, they could really put Grain Valley on the ropes, as the Spoofhounds would love to hand the Eagles their second loss of the season. Support for tonight's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of unlimited plans, as well as iPhones and iPads. More information on details on plans and devices at nwmcell.com. We'll take a break and be back with your starters here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we're on the road with the Spoofhounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
Back inside Hy-Vee Arena, part of the 12 Courts of Christmas. Maryville taking on Grain Valley, a non-conference matchup just before heading into the holiday break. The 12 Courts of Christmas brings together teams from all across the Midwest. We've got Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Arkansas, Oklahoma. We've got teams from all over coming in here to Hy-Vee Arena, formerly known as Kemper Arena, where they have really done a ton of renovations. If you haven't been here since it was the old Kemper Arena, 12 basketball courts inside this one arena. They do a fantastic job of bringing in some great basketball teams, some great talent, and they're going to have 128 high school basketball games throughout the week here inside Hy-Vee Arena. So if you're a basketball fan, a high school basketball fan, you want to see some really great talent, head to Kansas City, check these games out, the 12 Courts of Christmas inside Hy-Vee Arena. And this should be a pretty good one coming up here as Maryville taking on Grain Valley. For the Spoofhounds, we look at the starting lineup. They're 6-1 overall, 2-0 in the MEC. Their lineup includes Caden Steckline, a 6-foot senior guard averaging 16 points per game. Derek Quinlan, a 6-foot junior guard averaging 11 points per contest. Drew Burns, a 5-foot 10-inch senior guard averaging 5 points per game. Keaton Stone, a 6-foot 6-inch senior forward putting up 11 points per contest. And Peyton McCollum, a 6-1 sophomore guard averaging 13.5 points per game. Maryville led by head coach Matt Steckline. For Grain Valley, 5-1 overall, 0-1 in conference play. Their starting lineup includes Rylan Alcantor, a senior averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds per game. Eli Herbert, a freshman averaging 15.5 points, 2 rebounds per contest. Reese Troyer, a senior putting up 6 points per game. Brock Baker, a senior with 4 points per contest. And Owen Herbert, a senior averaging 8 points and 2 assists per game. Grain Valley, led by head coach Andy Herbert. We'll take a break and be back with your opening tip right here from Hy-Vee Arena.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They're located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with And Consumers Oil Company, Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing agronomy services at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, staffed with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, you can visit fmnottoway.com. And Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, visit LacledeChain.com.
Back inside Hy-Vee Arena, getting set for this matchup between Maryville and Grain Valley. It will be Keaton Stone at center court to jump it up for the Spoofhounds. And Brock Baker will be at midcourt for the opening tip for Grain Valley. Ball's in the air. The tip is one. Baker picks it up after the ball got loose, comes across midcourt. Lost control of it just inside the perimeter, grabbed it back out of the air. They're going to call a travel and send the ball back over to the Spoofhounds. So quickly, a turnover on Grain Valley, and Maryville gets the ball to start things off here, just underway from Hy-Vee Arena. Maryville left to right in this opening half of play in the far left corner. Derek Quinlan with it, dribbles up to the wing, looks inside now between the circles, Burns. Burns looks right, back left, now will throw high right side to Caden Steckline. Steckline, one dribble into the corner, Peyton McCollum. McCollum dribbles up to the wing. Now down to the baseline where he's cut off. Maryville being very patient this opening possession, taking on a Class 6 team that is 5-1 on the season. The only loss for Grain Valley coming to Belton this year. Quinlan into the far or the near right corner for Drew Burns. Burns dribbles up to the wing between the circles for Stone. Now off to Steckline. Left wing, three-pointer is good. Caden Steckline, what a way to start that one off. A patient possession for Maryville, and Steckline eventually knocked one down. We're nearly a minute into the game now, and it's 3-0 Spoofhounds. Far right side, Baker with it. Bounce pass goes inside to Rylan Alcantor. Goes up with the right hand shot. No good. And the rebound comes down for Maryville. Steckline with it. Comes across midcourt. High left side. McCollum has it. Takes one dribble. Back right side it goes. Steckline calls for a screen from Burns. Takes one dribble. Baseball pass into the far left corner. Goes to McCollum. Trying to go baseline. He's cut off there by Herbert. Back up top, Quinlan. Quinlan, high post. Right side, Steckline. Gives a head fake. Back to Quinlan. Into the corner. McCollum, catch and shoot. Open three. Off the rim, no good. The ball is batted by Baker and pulled down by Grain Valley. Quick three on the other way. Three-pointer, high right side. That one coming from Eli Herbert. The freshman knocks it down. He averages 15.5 points per game. He's a 30% three-point shooter, and he comes down with that one there. We are tied up at three apiece, Maryville and Grain Valley. Great look underneath Steckline to Quinlan just inside the paint. Lays it up on the left side. Grain Valley pushing it down the floor quickly, forcing up a shot. No good. Maryville gets it back. 5-3 is our score in favor of the Spoofhounds. Burns trying to go baseline, cut off by Alcantor. Dribbles back out to the right wing. Now between the circles it goes for Quinlan. Left side, Steckline wants a three-pointer off the back of the rim, and the rebound pulled in by Alcantor. 5-3 is the Maryville lead as Troyer brings the ball down the floor for Grain Valley. Right side, Herbert wants another quick three. A deep one. That one rattled halfway down, back out. The rebound comes down to Keaton Stone. Herbert showing right away that he is not shy about putting those up, nearly knocked down another. A two-point Hound lead. Steckline into the left corner for Burns. Burns on the drive, past Alcantor, pulls up. Little right-handed jump hook, shot no good. Put back, though, Keaton Stone there to clean the glass for Maryville. It's a 7-3 Maryville lead as Stone with his first bucket. Inside Alcantor, backing in on Stone, gives a head fake, goes up with the right hand, shot no good, gets his own rebound, and the putback is in. Alcantor battling tough inside with Stone. The big men trading buckets these last two possessions. It's a 7-5 Maryville lead, 4:40 to play in the first quarter. Left wing, Quinlan, three-pointer on the way, no good. And the rebound tracked down by Alcantor of Grain Valley. As Alcantor has it now, they swing it around right side. It goes to Herbert. Back up top now into the hands of Baker. Left side, three-pointer on the way from Owen Herbert. That one no good. Loose ball picked up by Caden Steckline. Now quick turnover. The ball knocked loose. Picked up inside by Reese Troyer. First turnover of the game on Maryville. And going coast to coast, it is Troyer all the way in with the right-hand layup. The senior averaging 6 points per game comes away with this fifth steal this season. And he ties this one up at seven apiece. Quinlan up top, left wing, Burns into the corner. McCollum gives a head fake on Alcantor, drives in, pass into the right corner. Quinlan, three on the way from Derek, off the rim, no good. And the rebound skips out to Herbert. Owen Herbert ahead to Eli Herbert, the freshman, lost control of the ball, tracks it back down, whips a pass up top to Troyer. Troyer on the drive, cut off by McCollum, brings it back up top. Now we'll give it off to Owen Herbert, left wing now for Brock Baker. Baker inside, it was a cutting Herbert. Eli Herbert, fadeaway jumper, no good. Still 7-7, our score, 3:15 to play in the first quarter. High right side, it is Steckline. Dribbles toward the center of the floor. A zone here out of Grain Valley. In the right wing it goes, Burns. Back up top, Steckline, high post, Stone. Trying to back in on Alcantor. Spins to his right, they call him for a travel. That'll be the second turnover of this quarter on Maryville. Delton Davis checks in, Drew Burns checks out. It's a tie ball game, 5:05 into it. The 6-1 Spoofhounds, 5-1 Grain Valley Eagles. Bounce pass, high post goes to Troyer. Troyer squares up to the basket, guarded by McCollum. Hands it off now, Owen Herbert, just inside the arc. And a foul coming up on McCollum. The ball kind of presented out there by Herbert. And McCollum reaching in, knocking that one loose, caught Herbert on the hand, and will pick up his first personal foul. And the first foul of the game on either team. As Reese Troyer inbounds from the sideline, gets it into Eli Herbert all the way down to the right block. The runner off the glass, no good. The rebound comes down to McCollum. Grain Valley 3 of 10 shooting to start this game. Meanwhile, Maryville 3 of 7. with a couple turnovers into the left corner. Quinlan wants a three-pointer with Troyer closing out. Doesn't matter. Quinlan knocks it down. And Derek has five. It's in seven. Maryville in front, 2:15 to play in the opening quarter. The 12 courts of Christmas here from Hy-Vee Arena. Maryville matching up with Grain Valley, their first meeting in quite some time. Has a three on the left side. Owen Herbert knocks it down. It's typically Eli Herbert doing most of the damage. Owen averages 8 points per game, a 39% three-point shooter, though. He knocks that triple down and ties us back up. 10-10 to score inside 2 minutes to play in the quarter. High right side, McCollum has it. Dribbles up toward the perimeter. Now off a screen to his left from Quinlan around the arc. Gives it to Steckline left wing, back right side. Quinlan into the corner. Stone wants a three-pointer. Keaton Stone off the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Alcantar. Troyer on the drive to the right block, goes up. Tough shot, contested by Stone, but still, Troyer hangs in the air and gets that one to fall. 12-10, Grain Valley with the narrow lead over Maryville. As McCollum starts to drive, gives it off to Steckline, right wing Davis. Takes one dribble, gives it back to Steckline. Steckline, right wing, back left side, Quinlan left open, deep three. Derek off the rim, no good. Alcantar pulls it in. Maryville going a little bit cold here as we've gone throughout this first quarter. Down 12-10, inside a minute to play in the quarter. Alcantar shot underneath, no good, and a foul coming up. After the shot was missed, they're going to call a foul on Alcantar going for that loose ball. seconds remaining here in the first. 12-10, Maryville in front, and the Spoofhounds getting the ball back as Alcantar and Baker checking out of the game for Grain Valley. Styles Blackman comes in for the Eagles, as well as Jackson Schoen. Up top, Quinlan, left wing goes to Steckline. He'll take that three-pointer over. Schoen, it's good. Steckline cans his second three-pointer of the night. Down to 30 seconds left to play here in the first, and Maryville in front 13-12. We've got a good basketball game brewing between Maryville and Grain Valley. The Spoofhounds out of Class 4, District 16, meeting up with the Eagles out of Class 6, District 7. Schoen with it, down to 13 seconds left to play in the quarter, guarded by Davis. Bounce pass high right side, goes to Eli Herbert. Drew Burns all over Herbert. Herbert dribbles to the left side, gives it up to Blackman, back to Herbert, throws up the three-pointer, contested, off the backboard in the rim, no good. Davis with the rebound, quickly throws it ahead to Stone, but time runs out on this first quarter. Maryville in front, 13-12. We'll take a break and be back with your second quarter on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Maryville in front 13-12, and it's Spoofhound Basketballs. We're getting this second quarter underway here from Hy-Vee Arena. Maryville left to right, leading 13-12. A couple threes in that first quarter from Caden Steckline. He's the leading scorer for both teams thus far. He has 6 points. Three-pointer left side, Burns. That went off the rim, no good. Davis fighting for the rebound, tracks it down in the corner, and gets it back out to Burns. Check that. Davis tracked down the loose ball and got it out to Burns in the corner. Now Delton Davis wants a three-pointer, knocks it down. The hustle play to keep it alive, then he hits the tree. It is Green Valley basketball trailing by 4-16-12. Reese Troyer with it. Gives it up right wing to Herbert. Now they fire inside Blackman. Pivoting, working on Stone. Goes up over the top of Stone. Tough bucket. The junior knocks it down, though. 16-14. Back to a two-point contest. Last possession was Delton Davis keeping it alive, then knocking down a three. In the left corner, Stone with it. Up top it now goes to Drew Burns. Back into the corner for Stone. A little 2-3 zone here out of Grain Valley between the circles. Drew Burns thought about a really deep three. Now goes right side. McCollum takes a little jab step, puts up a three himself. It's no good. Blackman fighting for it. It's taken away by Davis, and a foul coming up on Troyer. Diving in, knocking the ball loose. But he ran into Davis in the process. Maryville getting after it on the offensive glass in this opening half. As Keaton Stone checks out. On the floor right now for Maryville, McCollum, Davis, Burns, Quinlan, and Stackline, all guards right now for Maryville on the floor. Left corner, Quinlan with it. Blackman steps out on him. Takes a couple dribbles between the circles. Burns, right side, Stackline. Stackline gives a pump fake on a pass. Starts dribbling with the right hand. Crosses over to the left, into the paint, out to Burns. Burns gives a head fake into the corner. Now Quinlan. Quinlan underneath to Stackline on the baseline. Jumper from Caden is good. Caden Stackline came out on a mission in this one. He's got 8 points already. 18-14, Maryville in front. Logan Markham with it between the circles. Just checked in last dead ball. Throws to Jack Schoen. Schoen gives it off to Owen Herbert. Just inside the top of the key. Back to Markham. Markham left elbow backs off as McCollum guarding him. Now between the circles, Markham picks up his dribble. Looking inside, needs some help. He's got nowhere to go with this basketball. And a five-second call and a turnover on Grain Valley. Check that they're going to get a timeout for Grain Valley instead. Coach Andy Herbert got that one. We'll take this timeout back in 30 seconds here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
18-14, Maryville with a four-point lead on Grain Valley. It's a Grain Valley team that last year 11-14. The year before that, they were 10-14, but they did have a winning season back in 2019-2020. They've got some playmakers on this team, led by Eli Herbert. And Herbert has it out near midcourt. He averages 15.5 points per game, shoots 46% from the floor, a 94% free throw shooter. He'd love to see himself get to the line early and often. On the drive, Markham, reverse layup is good. Went up with that left hand after going under the basket. Gets the layup. 18-16, Maryville still in front by two in the corner. It is Quinlan. Skip pass, back right wing goes to McCollum. Into the right corner now for Burns. Burns on the drive, puts up the runner on the baseline, no good. It goes out of bounds off the hand of Owen Herbert, so it will stay with the Spoof Hounds. 5:07 to play here in our opening half from Hy-Vee Arena, the 12 courts of Christmas. Stackline launches the ball in, high left side to McCollum. They work it back right to Delton Davis. Maryville in front by two. Stackline in the right corner. Guarded now by Herbert. Finds a cutting McCollum. McCollum gets it. Backs out on the baseline into the corner. He'll take a three. It's left short. And the rebound comes down to Blackman. Styles Blackman gives it off now to Schoen. Schoen across midcourt to Markham. Markham spinning in the paint. Goes up. Jump shot in the lane. No good. Blackman, though, offensive board. Right back up, and he is fouled by Stackline. So we'll see Styles Blackman go to the free throw line for the first time this evening. And the first free throws for either team. Blackman, a junior for this Eagle squad, averaging 5 points, four rebounds per game. He's a 50% free throw shooter on the year. First one from Blackman is good. Now 9 of 17 at the line. And that makes it a one-point game. 18-17, Blackman can tie it up. And the second free throw good from Blackman. He's got four first half points, and we are knotted at 18 apiece. 4:40 left to play in the second quarter. Between the circles, McCollum. Back right side it goes to Steckline. Starts to drive with the left hand. Gives it off now to Payton. Payton down the right side of the lane. Off to Quinlan. Quinlan into the paint. Out to Burns. Drew wants the three-pointer. That one off the mark to the left, and the rebound comes down to Jack Schoen. Quickly head to Herbert. Herbert underneath to Markham. Markham has it blocked away by McCollum. McCollum rushes up the floor. He's slowed up there by this Green Valley defense playing a 2-3 zone in the first half. On the right wing, Burns. They work it back. High left side. It goes to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan directing traffic from there. Looking underneath as McCollum cuts baseline. They go back right side to Steckline. Steckline to the free throw line. Trying to get the ball into the corner for Quinlan. It is taken away by Jack Schoen. To the elbow. Bounce pass underneath. Markham with the layup with the right hand. Green Valley battling back, taking a two-point lead here. 20-18 after the third Maryville turnover of this first half. Steckline skip pass into the corner for Quinlan. Up top now goes to McCollum. Back into the hands of Caden Steckline. He'll launch a three, and he knocks it down. The third three-point make of this first half from Caden Steckline. Maryville, 5 of 14 from three, and once again, three of those coming from Caden. He has 11 points. Maryville in front, 21-20. Owen Herbert fires underneath Blackman. Blackman catches it, coming around. It is Drew Burns, knocks the ball loose. Blackman gets it back, goes up with the shot. It is missed, and the rebound comes down to Steckline. Hounds up by one. They can add to it here. Steckline feeds Quinlan on the baseline. Skip pass, right corner. McCollum, he'll put up the three. Off the rim, no good. And Herbert there for the rebound. He throws it ahead to Markham. Markham across midcourt, slows up as McCollum picks him up defensively. On the baseline, good find. Jack Schoen lays it in. Markham kept his head up, great vision, and Green Valley back in front, 22-21. High right side, Steckline got a little lazy with that pass. That one knocked away by Jack Schoen. It goes out of bounds off of Green Valley, so it'll stay here with Maryville. Hounds left to right in this opening half. Burns and Davis come out, Stone and Viertaler coming in. Lucas Viertaler getting his first minutes. He's a 6-foot sophomore guard, averaging 3 points per game for the Hounds. Played offensive tackle for the Maryville football team. He's a big dude, but he has shown he can knock down some shots from deep. He has got a good stroke out there. They get it to Viertaler, high left side. Takes one dribble, picks it up. Back near side right, it goes to Steckline. He calls for a screen from Stone. Dribbles to his left, gives it off to McCollum. In the corner to Viertaler. Back up top, Steckline. Good find from Viertaler, and Steckline can't hit the three. The rebound comes down to Alcantar. As Green Valley rushing ahead, the ball knocked loose. Schoen couldn't handle it. He lost out of bounds. It goes off of Green Valley out, and the turnover on the Eagles. Quinlan slowly walks the ball up the floor, picked up defensively. Logan Markham stepping out on him. Now drops back this 2-3 zone out of Green Valley. Right corner three-pointer McCollum. Bounce high off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Markham. Left wing, Troyer starts to dribble top of the key. Back left side to Jack Schoen. 1 point Green Valley lead, 90 seconds to play in the first half. Alcantar goes baseline, gets it into the corner. Now they work the ball back up. Troyer three-pointer off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Stone. Keaton Stone had the box out. And he got the board. It's a one-point Green Valley lead. Hounds trying to jump back in front. 1:15 to play in the second quarter. Steckline wants a three-pointer. That's an air ball into the hands of Brock Baker. Baker gets it inside to Alcantar. High off the glass, no good. It was Stone staying straight up defensively, forcing that miss. Both teams have gone cold, 22-21. Both were filling it up early on in this game. 55 seconds left to play in the quarter. Steckline. Left wing, looking inside. In the post, it goes to Stone. Gives a head fake. Alcantar flies by Stone. The jumper good. A nice move by Keaton Stone. And one of the first paint touches for Maryville from a feed from the perimeter. And it was a good one for the Hounds. 32 seconds left to play. A quick answer, Alcantar. Able to get a bucket on the other end for Green Valley. And it's a 24-23 Eagles lead. 23 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Right wing, Steckline. dribbles to the free throw line, gets a pass into the corner for Viertaler. He takes one dribble toward the paint, double team comes over. Viertaler up top now to Steckline, down to 19 seconds. Steckline to the paint, the runner takes some contact, shot no good, but they will call a foul on the floor. 8.1 seconds remaining as Jack Schoen picks up that personal foul. Three team fouls on Green Valley, two on Maryville. It'll be Steckline inbounding. Once again, 8.1 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Steckline gets it in to Quinlan. Back to Caden. Guarded by Troyer. Off a screen from Quinlan. Back to Derek. 1 second. Derek puts up the three-pointer. Quinlan with the swoosh at the buzzer. Maryville jumps back in front. Quinlan knocks down the triple. And it is 26-24 as we reach halftime. Maryville leading Green Valley. We'll take a break and be back with some halftime stats as you're listening to Maryville High School Basketball from the 12 Courts of Christmas in Kansas City playing at Hy-Vee Arena. Maryville High School Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app. GHS Paper of Albany,
Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holton, Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell. Serving the region for over 30 years, along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Maryville, the 26-24 lead here at halftime as the Spoofhounds trying to come up with their seventh win of the season and their fifth straight, meeting up with Class 6 Green Valley, who is 5-1 overall to start this season. For Maryville, being led by Caden Steckline, he has 11 points in the opening half. Derek Quinlan has 8. He knocked down a three-pointer just before the buzzer at the end of that second quarter, helping to put Maryville back in front. We had a tight ball game back and forth between the Eagles and the Spoofhounds tonight. 4 points for Keaton Stone, 3 points for Delton Davis so far in this one. On the other side for Green Valley, Rylan Alcancer has 4 points. Reese Troyer also has 4, and Stiles Blackman with 4 off the bench. Owen Herbert has 3, and Eli Herbert also has 3. Jack Schoen with two. That's a look at the scoring for both sides as Maryville leading this one 26-24. In our early game, it was a 66-43 loss for the Maryville girls to Grain Valley, but still a good matchup against a team that's probably going to win a district championship and a whole lot more. Coming up, we will hear from Maryville head girls basketball coach Kelly Obley as she discusses that matchup with Grain Valley. That's coming up next right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We're at halftime of our matchup between Maryville and Grain Valley, 26-24. The Spoofhound boys in front of Grain Valley. In the early matchup, it was the Maryville girls falling 66-43 to Grain Valley. After the ballgame, we caught up with Maryville head girls basketball coach Kelly Obley to get her thoughts on that matchup and how her team fared against a very talented Grain Valley squad. 46-43 loss to Grain Valley, but that is a really good classic school, one of the best players in the state on the other side too. What are your takeaways initially from a game like that?
Yeah, it was fun to match up against a great team like Grain Valley, and then obviously with Gracie Slaughter, Division I going to Mizzou next year. I thought our girls did a good job locking in on her and playing the game plan.
We've seen a couple different matchups over this course of the season already to where the other team has a big-time playmaker in the post, and you find a way to slow her down and make other players beat you. And obviously, sometimes some shots are just going to fall. But when you kind of look at that, that bodes well as you head deeper into the season, you get closer to March, to knowing, all right, if we have one player we have to stop, we feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, we had Riley Viertaler guarding Gracie tonight, and Riley is just such a competitor and gives her best every possession, and she did a good job matching up.
When you look at that, Riley finished with 7 points, one of your leading scorer, but might have been one of the most impactful players just because she was going against Slaughter and shut her down for the most part. Is that defensively just the effort and focus coming out?
Yeah, that's just the fighter that Riley is. She does so much every single possession for us that isn't always putting the basketball in the net. But the way that she defends, the way that she boxes out, gets extra possessions for us, I'm glad she's on our side.
As we look at the way that game starts out, it's 9-9. You're trading buckets back and forth. They get a 12-2 run to open things back up. You fight back and make it a 5-point game once again. A lot of teams might look on the other side and say, that's a classic school that's going to challenge for a district title and maybe a whole lot more and roll over. I think it says a lot character-wise that you kept battling.
Yeah, I was really proud of our girls' effort, the way that they believed in each other and shared the basketball, and then defensively the way that they just hustled and competed, and we'll take this and continue to build.
You had a charge there in the third quarter. Jaylee Price hit three consecutive threes and really got things rolling there. Are you seeing the confidence in young player that She's got a lot of games under her belt already, but she's still developing.
Yeah, Jaylee Price might be a sophomore on the roster, but, man, she has played so many games for us. And the way that she sees the floor, the way that she attacks space, I was proud of the way that she played for us tonight.
Addison Weldon, too, it seems like she's kind of getting her legs under her with every single game, too. Defensively, it's always been there, but saw the scoring come out tonight, too.
Yeah, Addie Weldon provides such a spark, you know, with being that sixth man off the bench for us. When she is able to check in and give us those minutes and give us that hustle and some points, she does great things.
You got about 8 or 9 days now to get ready before you head up into Nebraska to play some games. Of course, there's going to be some time away to kind of regroup, but at the same time, what do you focus on when you do get back in the court?
Yeah, it'll be nice to take a couple days off and get some rest and get our legs back under us. And then when we get back into practice, you know, we're going to focus on the little things that we need to do that's going to get us over this, you know, kind of hump and get us back into the win column, which is going to be boxing out, taking care of the basketball offensively, and continuing to share and move the basketball to find the best shot.
All right, before I let you go, what are your thoughts on the atmosphere, 12 courts of Christmas? Obviously, basketball-wise, it's great. Occasionally, though, hard to hear what whistle it is and it, when the buzzer sounds at the end of the quarter, but overall, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a phenomenal event that they have put on down here. It's great to play a school that we'll never see again in conference or district play. They do a great job hosting us, and it's fun to see so many different teams. You know, the girls are used to, in AAU basketball, hearing multiple whistles and seeing scoreboards in different spots, so they love that too, and it's just a great atmosphere to be a part of.
A fun night tonight. Looking forward to seeing what Maryville basketball has to hold as we go through the Christmas holiday. Coach, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it.
That is Kelly Obley joining us here on the Bearcat Public Media app as Maryville girls fall 66-43 to a really good Grain Valley team. So looking forward to see what they have coming up. They'll be at Doan College for some games coming up. That starts on December the 29th, also playing December 30th up there. Then conference season starts on January 5th. We're about set to go for the second half for the boys' basketball game. Maryville up 26-24 here at the break. On the court for the Hounds to get things rolling, it is the starting five in Steckline, Quinlan, McCollum, Stone, and Burns. And for Grain Valley, it is Troyer, Baker, Herbert, Alcantar, and Herbert. After the officials kind of talking things over, it was going to be Maryville basketball to start off this second half. But I think Grain Valley had an argument. They talked it over with the officials. The officials talked it over and decided it should be Grain Valley basketball, that the possession arrow need to be pointing that way. And Coach Steckline, no complaint there, no argument. So it is Grain Valley basketball to start this second half of play, a two-point Maryville lead. Troyer has it up top, guarded by McCollum. Man-to-man defense from the Hounds. Pass down to the right block, goes to Alcantar. Takes it baseline, reverse layup is good over Stone. That is a tough shot that they got to go, but Alcantar knocks that one down to tie this one up as we get this second half underway. Maryville basketball, high post. Stone has it for the Hounds. Gives it off left wing now for Quinlan. Quinlan creating some space, working on Baker. Between the circles now, one dribble, two dribbles from Steckline. Hands it off to McCollum. McCollum, you don't see very often, scoreless in an opening half of play. Now goes down the lane. He throws up a tough layup. It's no good. And the ball goes back the other way to Grain Valley. 26-26 is our score. Hounds shot 45.5% from the field in the opening half. Grain Valley 43.5%. As Eli Herbert starts to drive, cut off by Burns, out between the circles, Owen Herbert. Now left side it goes for Baker. Baker inside to Alcantar, posting up with Stone. That pass too tall. It goes out of bounds. That's a turnover on Grain Valley. Just a couple turnovers that entire first half on Grain Valley. Did a nice job of taking care of the basketball. That one just a little too tall, and Maryville gets it back. Tied up at 26 apiece early in this third quarter. Steckline, baseline, spins, throws the ball looking for McCollum, taken away by Eli Herbert. A turnover on the Hounds. Troyer back to Eli Herbert. The three off the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Peyton McCollum. McCollum quickly ahead to Derek Quinlan, left wing. Quinlan splits two defenders, gets down to the baseline, turns back. Now to Stone, top of the key. Keaton Stone off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Owen Herbert. Inside to Alcantar. Alcantar floats a pass back out. A three-pointer is good from Reese Troyer. He has seven as Grain Valley, 2 of 3 from the field to start this third quarter off. Into the corner, Quinlan. Quinlan hit a three-pointer at the buzzer in the second quarter to put Maryville on top by two as we went into halftime. Right wing now, Burns wants a three-pointer. That went off the rim, no good. Maryville It's a little bit cold out there to start off this second half. 29-26. Baker in the paint. Out to Alcantara. Alcantara trying to back in on Stone. Gets past him. Gets a step. Goes up with the right-hand layup. And a timeout here coming up for Maryville and head coach Matt Stecklein. 31-26. It is a 7-0 run to start off this third quarter for Grain Valley. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or Facebook.com/PittsBodyShop.
Maryville basketball coming out of the timeout. Towns down by five. It is a 7-0 run to start this second half for Grain Valley. 5:35 to play in the third quarter. Caden Stecklein crosses midcourt. The leading scorer for the Hounds tonight with 11 points. High post to Stone. Back out to Stecklein. Left wing looks inside. Goes right back to Stone. Matched up with Alcantara. Takes one step back in. Goes up with the right hand shot. No good. The putback is good for Stone. Alcantara fell down trying to take the charge. Didn't get the call. And that left it open for the putback for Stone. Hounds down by three. 31-28. Left wing. Baker. Bounce pass into the corner, goes for Herbert, takes one dribble, now pass down to the baseline, goes to Alcantara. Right back to Herbert, taken away by Quinlan. Derek trying to go coast to coast, right hand layup off the glass, rolls home. A turnover on Grain Valley turns into points for Maryville, down by one, 31-30. Quickly down to Alcantara in the paint, turnaround jumper is good. Rylan Alcantara with 10 points, he goes into double figures. Derek Quinlan reached 10 points with that layup the previous possession. Skip pass looking for Stecklein from Quinlan. That one tipped out of bounds by Reese Troyer. It will stay with Maryville as Stecklein will be inbounding right in front of his own bench. Dalton Davis checks in for Keaton Stone. The inbound to Burns. Burns now hands it off for Stecklein. Into the left corner for Quinlan. Gives a head fake. Now a jab step. Skip pass goes to Burns. Right corner. Burns dribbles up toward the wing, guarded by Owen Herbert. Now gets down to the baseline. He's cut off there. Turnaround jumper, tough shot in traffic, no good. As Troyer trying to push back the other way, bounced the ball off his foot, tracked it down in the corner. Now inside to Alcantara, goes up with the right hand, shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Caden Stecklein. Stecklein quickly ahead to Davis in the corner. Davis starts a drive. Shut down by Alcantara on the drive. It's Burns. Now hands it off to Quinlan. Three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound off Burns. Fingertips tracked down by Alcantara, but they quickly taken away by Quinlan. Derek, bounce pass to Davis. Taken right back away by Troyer. Both teams getting a little sloppy here. Transition three. Eli Herbert splashes that one home. And a timeout here for Maryville. 36-30. Grain Valley in front. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
36-30, Grain Valley in front, 3:35 left to play in this third quarter. Eagles have knocked down some big shots. Last possession was Eli Herbert, a transition three-pointer to make this a six-point lead. Stecklein on the drive, gets to the left block, in traffic, layup no good. The rebound comes down to Grain Valley. Inside to Alcantar, lost control of the basketball, picked it back up. He traveled with it. Not pleased down on the baseline, as that is a turnover on Grain Valley. Maryville getting some opportunities here, but just 2 of 8 to start in this third quarter shooting-wise. Six-point ball game as McCollum has it high right side. Working on Eli Herbert, starts to drive to the right block, goes up with the right hand, and the first points of the evening for Peyton McCollum at a critical time for Maryville, trailing by 6. They're back within 4. As it is Troyer, top of the key, dribbles to his left, floats a pass underneath for Alcantar. Perfectly placed pass just over the Maryville defense, and Alcantar able to finish. Left wing, Quinlan with it. Starts to drive, backs out, and then puts the Jets on, goes up left hand over the top of Alcantar, and he hits. Quinlan's first, second bucket of this second half. It's a four-point game, 38-34 in favor of Grain Valley. Going baseline, Eli Herbert. Tough take. Gets too far under the hoop, and that ball rejected by the rim into the hands of Delton Davis. Into the right corner, it is Delton Davis. Dribbles up to the wing, picks it up. Gets the pass to Burns. Now to Steckline, left wing. Gives a head fake. Drive, spins. Tough shot off the glass. That's no good. And the other end, the ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it is off of Grain Valley, and so Maryville will get it back as Jesus Flores checking in for his first action of the night. Caden Steckline comes out for the Hounds. 1:46 left to play in the third quarter. It's 38-34. Eagles holding a lead. So far on the season, Grain Valley's beaten Grandview, Van Horn, Fort Osage, Pleasant Hill, and Blue Springs South. That was a one-point win over Blue Springs South. They've all only lost came to Belton. So it's a classic school. They played a tough schedule, and they're in a battle right now with Maryville three-pointer. McCollum splashes that one home to make it a one-point contest. Peyton now has 5, and that's the first three-point make of this third quarter for Maryville. On the drive, Eli Herbert puts up the floater in the paint. No good, and the rebound comes down to Flores. Boy, that one hung in the air for quite a while. Flores, the 6'5" senior forward, pulls that one in. It's a one-point game in favor of Grain Valley. Right wing, Burns. Off the screen to his left from Quinlan. Top of the key. Now gives it back to Derek. Derek starts to drive with the left hand, spins into the paint, goes up, push shot, right hand is good. That is a nasty move from Quinlan. He has 14. And Maryville back in front by 1, 39-38. Right wing, Schoen, throws it underneath to Alcantar. Alcantar secures it, thought off McCollum, and then laid it in. Alcantar has 14 points. It's a one-point Grain Valley lead, 40-39. Left wing, deep three on the way. Derek Quinlan, that one comes up short into the hands of Alcantar. 32 seconds remaining. Man-to-man defense out of the Spoof Hounds, trying to get a turnover or force up a shot here from Grain Valley. Get one more possession in this third quarter, down to 20 seconds left to go in the frame. One dribble from Schoen, now gives it between the circles for Troyer, right back to Jack Schoen. Man-to-man defense, it is Quinlan out on him, picks up his dribble near midcourt, fires on the wing, it's taken away by Burns, and Burns stepped on the line. Knocked that one away from Herbert, nearly had a breakaway layup. Great hustle by Burns, but the ball hits the sideline right in front of the Grain Valley bench, and it will stay with the Eagles as it's Markham on to inbound. He gets it into Jack Schoen. Dribbling around the arc, puts up a runner at the buzzer. That one a little bit late, and the shot no good. 40-39, Grain Valley, a one-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Support for the Spoof Hounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
It's a one-point lead in favor of Grand Valley as we have reached the fourth quarter here from Hy-Vee Arena, the 12 Courts of Christmas in Kansas City. That last frame, it was Grand Valley outscoring Maryville 16-13. But it's Maryville basketball going right to left as we get this fourth quarter underway. McCollum hands it off for Quinlan as they work a weave out front. Quinlan now dribbles down to the wing off a screen from Stone into the corner. Steckline, he'll take a three-pointer over Markham, hits the rim high in the air. Stone pulls down the rebound. The putback no good. Bounces in the air, and the long rebound comes out to Steckline. Steckline on the baseline. Back out to Davis. Puts up the three-pointer. Steckline misses that one. And Maryville comes up empty. Had three opportunities that trip. Alcantar in the paint. He is bumped on the floor, and they're going to go ahead and give him the and-one opportunity. He was bumped. A second later, the shot went up. They'll say it was a continuation and a chance for a three-point play now for Rylan Alcantar. Alcantar takes one dribble to free throw line, puts up his shot off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound pulled in by Delton Davis. As Grand Valley 2 of 3 from the free throw line on the game, Maryville has not attempted a free throw just yet. As we have a foul coming up inside, it was Jack Schoen matching up with Keaton Stone in there. They call a hold on Grand Valley. As Alcantar, he'll get a break as he comes to the bench. Styles Blackman back into the game for the Eagles. A three-point Grand Valley lead, 42-39. Inbound comes in high post to Stone. Right elbow now to McCollum. On the corner, it's Davis going baseline. Bounce pass into the opposite corner to Stone. Now up to McCollum, back to Stone. Stone dribbles up to the left wing. Up top now, Delton Davis comes off a screen from Stone. Hands it off on the left wing to McCollum. McCollum to the paint. Back right side to Steckline. Into the corner goes Quinlan. Back left side, Stone. Guarded by Blackman, trying to go baseline. Spins to his left. Picks up his dribble into the corner now, Davis. Good defense here out of Grand Valley. Not many openings right now for the Hounds. Back left wing, Steckline. Floats a pass inside to Stone. Rolling to the bucket. Gives a head fake. Goes up with the left hand. No good. His own rebound. Gets it into the corner. Steckline, or Quinlan. Quinlan three-pointer no good. But he's fouled on his way down. We'll see if they want to give three free throws now for Derek Quinlan as Markham called for that foul. So Derek Quinlan will go to the free throw line. These will be the first free throws of the night for Maryville. And Derek's first trip to the free throw line all season. As the first one on the way is off the back of the rim, no good for the 6 foot junior. It's a 3 point game, 42-39 in favor of Grand Valley. Second free throw from Quinlan is good. Chance to make this a one-point game with his final free throw. Quinlan with 15 points, season high 17, came against Platte County back in the season openers. Third free throw, in and out, but Delton Davis skies through and pulls in the offensive rebound. So Maryville keeps it alive. Steckline gives a head fake, drives to the free throw line, puts up the runner. Shot no good, but he will go to the line for two. Now, that was Quinlan's first trip to the line all season. For Steckline, this will also be his first, or one of his first trips to the line. As the first from Caden is good. Averages 15.9 per game. He has 12 now. And this one to tie it up. Steckline in and out. And the rebound comes down to Blackman. So Maryville, 2 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. As Markham dribbling with that left hand near the top of the key. Right wing it goes Eli Herbert. Inside to Blackman. Going baseline on Stone. Bounce pass looking to get it into the corner for Owen Herbert. Knocked out of bounds by Steckline. And even 6 minutes left to play here in the fourth quarter. Spoofans playing in Hy-Vee Arena. 12 courts of Christmas, 128 games inside of Hy-Vee Arena throughout the week. As the inbound comes into Markham on the left wing, up top it goes to Herbert. Right wing now to Eli Herbert. Steps back, one out of three. The Spoofhounds close out quickly, but he has a nice find underneath to Styles Blackman. Blackman gets the layup and kind of a ticky-tack foul. He'll have a chance for a three-point play. Blackman now has six, makes it a three-point game once again with one free throw on the way for the junior. And it's good. Blackman with seven. It's a four-point lead for the Eagles. McCollum with it. He has 5 points all in this second half. Drives to the right block, throws it up off the glass. Tough shot, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Eli Herbert here, so we will see McCollum go to the free throw line. And throughout the entire first half, these two teams combined for just two free throws. Now we're seeing quite a few popping up here in this fourth quarter as McCollum's first free throw hits the front of the rim and then falls through. One more on the way for Peyton. And he hits both. So Maryville down to 45-43. Looking for a stop as Owen Herbert gets it in the right corner. Back up top it goes to Markham. Markham one dribble with his left hand. Now fires across to Jack Schoen. Back right side, Owen Herbert into the right corner for Markham. Markham to Herbert at the elbow. Backs up a bit on Davis. Starts to drive in. Now gives it up to Markham. Markham drives back to Herbert. He'll take a three from the corner, and he hits. And a timeout for Maryville's Eli Herbert trying to get things rolling. He has nine. It's a five-point Eagle lead, 5:09 to play. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
48-43, Grain Valley with the lead. Eli Herbert knocked down a triple this last possession. He's a freshman that averages 15.5 points per game to lead Grain Valley. Not a big hit out there, but awfully skilled. McCollum with it. Hands it off for Delton Davis. Left wing now Quinlan into the corner, Stone. Now they work it back to Davis. Davis to the free throw line. Into the paint. Lost control of it. It's picked up by Markham. Markham pushing back the other way. Stuff. The defense cuts him off. Now they get it back out to Jack Schoen. Top of the key it goes to Herbert. Herbert on the drive, right side of the lane, a little up and under move, lays it in. And Eli Herbert into double figures with 11. As the officials having issue with the clock, so they come over to take a look at the scores table. .48-43 is the lead for the Eagles as they have a clock at the scorer's table. It's kind of manually operated on the ribbon board above the seating on the far side from us. They also have a scoreboard with your fouls and, of course, your clock up there and what quarter it is. And so apparently up on the ribbon board across from us and across from the benches, which is easy for coaches and players to see, not accurate up there. But apparently it is at the scorer's table, manual one. So they kind of get that reconfigured there. And the inbound comes in to Peyton McCollum. McCollum cross midcourt into the left corner for Quinlan. Skip pass goes right side to Burns. Back up top to Steckline. Steckline off to Stone. Now back right side to McCollum. McCollum to the top of the key. A little push off there on Herbert, clearing some room. Picks up his dribble. Ropes a pass around to Quinlan. High left side, back right wing now to Stone. Stone fakes a hand up to Burns. Now throws it to him between the circles. Left side stack line. Caden will just take that three over Markham. Off the rim, no good. Burns gets the rebound. Bounce pass across the lane. Stone able to finish. In desperate need of a bucket, they get it on the putback that time. Burns, the rebound pass across to Stone. On the drive is Herbert, underneath to Blackman. Blackman just inside the top of the key to Schoen. Schoen backs up near midcourt. A five-point Grain Valley lead underneath. Markham gets loose. Left block misses the layup. The ball comes down to McCollum. Thought hard for that rebound, and he pulls it in. Burns left wing. Up top it goes to Stone. Maryville trying to make this a one-possession ball game. McCollum gives it off to Stecklane in the corner. Into the paint. Jump stop goes up left hand. It's short, and the rebound comes down to Markham. Markham down to the baseline, trying to back in on McCollum. Between the circles, Herbert backs up near midcourt. Man-to-man defense out of the Spoofhounds. Stone on Herbert right now. Ball goes to Markham, guarded by McCollum. Up top now, Owen Herbert. Pass deflected by Quinlan. It goes back down to Owen Herbert. Now pass inside for Blackman, taken away by Stone. Ahead to Stecklein, nearly lost it out of bounds, and saves it back in to Jack Schoen. Schoen quickly decked down the floor to the baseline. He is tied up by Burns. And Burns knocked the ball loose, took it away, and they're going to call a personal foul on Drew. Looked like a good hustle play out there. But no luck that time as they will get Burns with the foul. Inside 3 minutes left to play. It's a five-point lead for Grain Valley. Maryville 26-24 halftime lead. Grain Valley up by one at the end of the third quarter. Bounce pass inside to Eli Herbert. Step back baseline jumper. Tough shot over Keaton Stone, and he hits. Herbert was quiet in the first half, but he is coming on strong in the second. 13 points now as a foul inside. Stone on the block. Got knocked to the ground. They'll get this one on Alcantar. 52-45, 2 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Inbound comes in high post to Stone. Stone gives it off to Quinlan. Right back to Keaton. Between the circles now, Burns. Burns around to McCollum, and he is bumped and fouled by Herbert. As the clock again on the scoreboard not cooperating, so the folks from Grain Valley and Maryville trying to get an explanation on how much time is actually left in this basketball game, because we're not really sure. Now it's finally moving down to 2:25. Left corner, Stone with it. He'll take a three over Alcantar. Finally knocks down a three. Keaton Stone, he had been looking for that shot, hadn't fallen just yet, but it went there at a critical time for Maryville to bring them back within four. Just the second three-point make of this second half for Maryville. Herbert on the drive. Right block, layup no good. Alcantar the rebound. Lowers his shoulder, cleared some room out. And they're going to call a shooting foul whenever he tossed the elbow. What appeared to be an offensive foul will go down as a foul on Maryville. So Alcantar goes to the free throw line, where Grain Valley is 3 of 4 on the night. That one, though, off the front of the rim, no good. 52-48 is our score. 2:03 left in the fourth quarter. One more here for Alcantar. And he knocks it down. 17 points. Rylan Alcantar to lead all scorers in this one. Maryville needs some big buckets. Derek Quinlan, left wing, guarded by Schoen. Skip pass right side, goes to Stone. Stone back up high right side to Burns. Down to 1:51 left. Maryville down by five. Left wing, Quinlan. Up top it goes to Stecklein. Caden on the drive with the left hand to the block. Out to Quinlan. He'll take a contested three-pointer. Derek rattles that one home. And Maryville wants a timeout to talk things over. Back within two. 53-51, 1:37 remaining. We'll take a break and be back with more Maryville Spoofhound Basketball.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a range of adult education courses this winter with new opportunities like craft beer tasting and t-shirt dyeing with ice to dog training, art, and retirement classes and more.
The full spring catalog of courses can be found on kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
Spoofhounds back within two of Grain Valley, 53-51. Eli Herbert across midcourt, guarded by Drew Burns. Now off the Schoen. He goes from the left wing, dribbles top of the key. Now high right side to Herbert. Herbert off to Owen Herbert, back high left side. Grain Valley running little clock here, 1:22 left. They are up by two. Out near midcourt, Troyer. Right wing goes to Herbert. As Quinlan switches on to Herbert. Now off to Schoen, back to Eli Herbert near midcourt. Burns all over him, trying to knock that ball loose. Cantor sets a screen to his left. He goes to his left. Cut off there. Now back right to Troyer. Up top to Schoen as Grain Valley content with just running off clock. We're down to 57 seconds remaining. Now off to Herbert. Herbert to Schoen. Goes baseline, picks up his dribble in no man's lane. Now gives it up to Owen Herbert. Takes a couple dribbles to midcourt, and the ball knocked loose. And a personal foul coming up on Derek Quinlan, trying to knock that ball away. But with 42.9 seconds remaining, kind of a foul you had to have there, as nearly a minute's come off the clock since Grain Valley started this possession. Eagles inbounding from the sideline. It comes into Schoen in the backcourt. Man-to-man defense. Steckline on him. He stumbles to the floor. Keeps his dribble. Gets back up. Trying to get the ball to Herbert. He does get it to Eli Herbert. Out between the circles. On the drive. To the layup. Left hand. No good. We've got a foul coming up on Grain Valley. Check that on Maryville, which should send Grain Valley to the free throw line. Herbert on the season, 17 of 18, a 94% free throw shooter. Maryville would be content to see him go one of two here. First free throw from Herbert on the way, and it is good. Just a freshman, averaging 15.5 points per game for the Eagles. He's been a big-time scorer, coming up with some big moments already in this one. Still has one more free throw, trying to push it to a four-point game. 27 seconds left. Free throw from Herbert. No good. The rebound comes down to Keaton Stone. Ahead to Steckline. A three-point game. Steckline floats a pass inside to Stone. Gets it into the corner for Burns. Burns up to McCollum. Three-pointer left side. McCollum off the rim. No good. Alcantar with the rebound. He throws it out ahead, looking for Owen Herbert. Boy, the Spoofhounds had a good possession. They worked the ball around, got a good look. Shot just wouldn't fall. Now they're going to rely on Owen Herbert to miss some free throws. This is a 1-1 on the way for Grain Valley. And while Peyton McCollum upset with himself, Eli Herbert, the freshman, displeased with himself after going 1-2 at the line. Couldn't make it a four-point game last possession, but it's Rylan Alcantar instead at the line. Alcantar's first free throw from the right-hander is short. The rebound comes down to McCollum. McCollum gives it off to Steckline. Down to 12 seconds left. Maryville needs a three to tie. Down to 9 seconds. Quinlan gives a quick head fake. Into the right corner. Three on the way. Steckline knocks down the three and the foul. Caden Steckline got it in the far right corner. Quinlan wanted to put that one up. The defense was there. He couldn't hit. They closed out too close. He knocks down the three and the contact. And with 3.9 seconds remaining, Caden Steckline can put Maryville in front. What a big-time play by the senior. He has 15 points. Needs to make it 16. Free throw here from Steckline. Too strong. Gets his own rebound, though, on the baseline. Throws up the shot. It is off the rim. No good. And the buzzer sounds. 54-54. We've got overtime on the way. What an incredible play by Steckline to tie this one up. And heading to overtime, 54 apiece. We'll take a break and be back with this overtime period right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660 660- 562-2424.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Fort, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
After a back-and-forth battle, we've got 4 minutes left to decide this one. Overtime here from Hy-Vee Arena, 12 courts of Christmas. Grain Valley had a chance to put this one away. They missed back-to-back free throws, and Maryville got a corner three-pointer, a desperation heave from Caden Steckline to tie it up, and now Maryville has new life. Opening tip of overtime, it is Stone winning that one over Alcantar. Gets the ball out to Steckline. He comes across midcourt up to the left wing. Bounce pass goes to Quinlan. Far right side to Stone. Now Stone back off to McCollum. Guarded tightly by Herbert down to the baseline. Up top to Stone. They work the ball around. Top of the key at Steckline. Dribbling with the left hand. Gives it up into the corner. Quinlan. Quinlan wants to go baseline. He's got a lane. Goes up. The layup is good. The finger roll from Quinlan gives him 20. Eli Herbert, left side. Now gives it up to Brock Baker. Baker off to Troyer. Troyer looking inside. Now to Owen Herbert. A couple dribbles, gives it up into the corner for Baker. Baker looking to get the ball to Eli Herbert. A steal by Burns, but they're going to call a personal foul. Burns say a hold. Herbert went to the ground. It would look like a good play by Drew Burns, but this will send Eli Herbert to the free throw line. And Herbert was one of those that missed a key free throw that would have put this game out of reach. He missed the second when he had a chance for two. And then it was Rylan Alcantar missed the front end of a 1-1. This one, though, from Herbert is good. He has 15. And one more on the way for the freshman, trying to tie the game up. It is on the way, and it's good. Herbert with 16 points. We're tied up at 56 apiece. In the right corner, McCollum trying to go baseline. He's cut off there by Herbert. Dribbles back up top, high right side. The ball goes to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan, skip pass, right side goes. Check that left side goes to Steckline. He drives in, baseline, goes up off the glass and lays it in. Maryville back in front, 58-56. Step back jumper on the way left. Elbow from Eli Herbert is good. These teams trading punches now. 58-58, 2:33 left in overtime. Right wing, Steckline on the drive to the free throw line. Into the corner, Stone. Stone back up top. It goes to Steckline. Top of the key, Quinlan. Off a screen from Stone. Has a lane, takes it. Stops, turns, out to Stone. Top of the key. Stone hands it off now, Steckline. Steckline dribbles to his left. Pull up, left elbow, jumper is short. The ball knocked loose from Owen Herbert. It's taken away by Burns. The hustle from Drew Burns, 58-58, 2:05 left to play. Quinlan backs in, into the corner it goes. Burns wants the three-pointer. He's got it. Kept the possession alive with the offensive rebound, then knocks down the three. 61-58 with 1:50 left to go. Maryville in front trying to close this one out here in overtime. Between the circles, it's Baker. Left side now, Eli Herbert. Goes baseline, pull-up, jumper on the way from Herbert. Short, and the rebound goes to Stone. 1:37 remaining in the ballgame. Now in regulation, it was a lead for Grain Valley with 1:37 left, and they were content with just trying to eat up as much clock as they could. They didn't stay aggressive, and here we are in overtime. We'll see what Maryville wants to do. Right side, Burns with it. 1:21 left to go. Out near midcourt, Quinlan. Trying to calm his team down. Hounds would love another bucket here. Out to Steckline. Steckline on the drive. Jump step into the lane. Goes up the floater. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brock Baker. 65 seconds remaining in the first overtime. Herbert across midcourt between the circles. Now gives it up to Owen Herbert. He thought about the mid-range jumper. Goes into the corner for Baker instead. Bounce pass inside Alcantar. Backing in on Stone. Gives a head fake. Goes up with a shot. No good. And that is a foul on Stone, trying to stay straight up, but this will send Rylan Alcantar to the free throw line. And two free throws on the way for Alcantar. Mentioned before, Eli Herbert got to the free throw line in overtime. He made the first, missed the second. That was followed by a miss on the front end of a 1-1 by Alcantara that allowed the Maryville Spoofhounds to come back and force overtime, and Alcantara misses the first free throw, and he is very upset with himself. And so with that miss, it's still a three-point game. Alcantara has one more free throw, 48 seconds remaining. Second free throw on the way. It is off the front of the rim. No good. Stone pulls in the rebound, and a foul on the rebound attempt coming up on Grain Valley. It is on Jack Schoen. And that will send the ball back the other way to Maryville, and a 1-1 opportunity on the way for the Spoofhounds. They love to get this possession with some time coming off the clock and get points. It was Stone underneath getting the rebound, but it was Drew Burns that was actually fouled on the play. As Grain Valley is now 5 of 11 at the free throw line today. Free throw here from Burns off the front of the rim, no good. Alcantara pulls in the rebound. Still a one possession game. 45 seconds left, 61-58. Markham has it between the circles. Looks to his right. They want to get the ball to Eli Herbert. Now they hand it off to Herbert. Has it out in front of the scorer's table, guarded tightly by Steckline. Thought about a three. Now they give it up to Alcantara. Back to Herbert. Herbert's trying to get himself open to tie this game up. Now he starts to drive. Back to Owen Herbert. Skip pass right side. Jack Schoen wants the three-pointer. Off the backboard, no good. The rebound comes down to Steckline, and he's fouled. And now Caden Steckline can potentially put this game out of reach. 18.2 seconds left. We'll see Caden go to the free throw line. He has 17 points on the night, including a three-pointer in the right corner to tie it up at 54 apiece. That sent this game into overtime. One more here for Caden, or one more opportunity at the free throw line. He has a 1-1 free throw off the back of the rim, no good. It is tipped by Burns off Steckline's hands. McCollum pulls it in, and a foul on Markham. 16.4 seconds left. A fortuitous carom for Maryville, and McCollum keeps it alive, and he will go to the free throw line. Mentioned Grain Valley, 5 of 11. Meanwhile, Maryville is now 4 of 9 at the line as Peyton McCollum steps to the free throw line. McCollum has 7 points, all coming here in this second half. 16.4 seconds remaining. Just before he gets a chance, they take a look at the scores table, make sure it is still a 1-1. They say it is. Peyton trying to make this a four-point game, something Grain Valley couldn't do in regulation. The Hounds need a free throw. First one rattles home. 8 points now for the sophomore. 62-58, 16.4 seconds remaining. That's a 5-1 Grain Valley team. Their only loss thus far has been to Belton. Second free throw, no good. The ball loose. Alcantara pulls it in. Passes the ball off to Markham. Markham all the way down to the right block. High off the glass. No good. The ball loose. Tracked down by Markham in the corner. Gives it off to Schoen. Down to 7 seconds left. To Owen Herbert. Three-pointer on the way. Herbert off the rim. No good. Alcantara with the board. He gives a head fake. He puts it in. Shot no good. Schoen with the bucket at the buzzer. But time expires, and Maryville walks away with a 62-58 win over Grain Valley. A come-from-behind victory. One that needed some late-game heroics, thanks to Caden Steckline knocking down a three-pointer in the corner with seconds remaining in regulation to tie this one up at 54 apiece. And in overtime, it's Maryville outscoring Grain Valley by the score of 8-4 to put this one away. 62-58 is our final. Maryville 7-1. Grain Valley falls to 5-2. We'll take a break and be back with your stats right here in the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoof Hound Postgame. Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Maryville comes away with a gutsy performance, a 62-58 overtime win over Grain Valley. Not only is that a really good Grain Valley team that was 5-1 entering the day with their only loss to Belton, but that's also a Class 6 team. You're playing up two classes. You're playing against a team that has had some hard-fought victories already. Their last game for Grain Valley was a 53-52 win over Blue Springs South, so it's a pretty seasoned Eagles team on the other side. And Maryville comes out and played really well early on. It was 13-12 at the end of the first quarter. Both teams played to a 13-12 second quarter, so it's 26-24 at the break. And then all of a sudden, Grain Valley felt like they were getting some traction. They led by one at the end of the third quarter, but felt like they had quite a bit of momentum in this basketball game at that time. They go on ahead and open up a 7-point lead. Maryville slowly claws their way back. After a couple missed free throws, it was a three-pointer in the corner with about 3 seconds left and a chance for an and-one on that three-point make by Caden Steckline. Knocks down the three as he's falling down. He goes to the free throw line, couldn't hit the free throw, but the three-pointer tied us up and sent the ball game into overtime, knotted at 54 apiece. And while Maryville got momentum, it felt like things might have been eating away at Grain Valley just a little bit. Eli Herbert had to force a little bit more than he would have liked to, or probably than his coach would have liked to, but he was trying to make up for a missed free throw late in that fourth quarter. They really couldn't get much going in that way. Ryland Cantor, Al Cantor got to the free throw line, and he just had a hard time converting there. And while they were having issues on that end, Maryville really seemed like they were starting to get into a flow, some good ball movement, knock down some big shots, and from there the Spoofhounds able to close out a 62-58 overtime win over these Grain Valley Eagles. The Spoofhounds are 7-1 on the season. Grain Valley falls to 5-2. Taking a look at our final scoring totals from this one, Maryville led by Derek Quinlan. He had 20 points, including a three-pointer at the end of the second quarter just before the buzzer. Caden Steckline had 17 points. Of course, the three-pointer at the end of regulation to send us into overtime. Keaton Stone had 9 points. He had a day where it was just a hard time for him to gain traction throughout for the most part offensively. But he stepped out and knocked down a big-time three-pointer in that fourth quarter, helping Maryville climb back in this one. Stone finished with 9. Peyton McCollum was scoreless in the first two quarters. He finishes with 8, and he had a pretty big second half, getting Maryville going offensively and also knocked down a very big free throw to make this a 4-point game, kind of taking Grain Valley out of their element of, instead of a 3 to tie like Maryville had late, it ended up making a 4-point game, so McCollum was pretty big at the free throw line. Delton Davis seemed like he was everywhere. He had 3 points on the night. Drew Burns, hustle plays everywhere. He was all over the place. It was a fantastic night for Drew Burns as well, defensively matching up with a very good guard in Eli Herbert as well. For Grain Valley, led by Eli Herbert, he had 18 points, kind of a quiet first half, really got things rolling as the second half went long. Ryland Cantor, a big man inside, averages 15 points, 9 rebounds. He had 17 points on the night. He was very good, just couldn't convert on some free throws that were necessary. Reese Troyer finished with 7. Styles Blackman with 7 off the bench. Owen Herbert had 3. Logan Markham had 2 points. And Jack Schoen with 2 on the evening as well. Maryville takes this one 62-58 in overtime. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, LacledeChain.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. The Spoofhounds win this one by the score of 62-58. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. Maryville picks up a win in the boys' game, 62-58 in overtime over Grain Valley, while the girls fall 66-43 in the opener this evening. Thanks for joining us here for Maryville Spoofhound Basketball. I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Kansas City.